This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Benicio del Toro made a name playing some tough roles in Hollywood. He was the Argentinian revolutionary Che Guevara on the biopic Che. He won an Oscar for his role as a police officer in the drug trafficking drama Traffic. But it turns out that del Toro is really into rare Japanese movies. He is in town this week to promote a retrospective of Japanese filmmaker Kaneto Shindo. It starts tomorrow at BAM. Del Toro joins us today. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy.
So, how does a 44-year-old Puerto Rican actor get interested in a 99-year-old Japanese filmmaker's work?
I have no idea how I ended up being an actor, but by being an actor, you become interested in movies, and from there, you go into other movies from other countries, and I guess my interest in Japanese cinema started with a movie I saw called Dreams by Kurosawa. I saw it on the big screen. And from there, I started going into Kurosawa. And so I came upon Kaneto Shindo, who I didn't know that much about. And then I got a movie called The Naked Island.
Right, one of his best-known works.
One of outside in Japan is very well known, but it's a very daring movie because it's a silent movie.
Right.
So you don't have to read.
And yeah,
which
no
is
subtitles.
Great. A foreign movie that you don't have to read, and it's just a beautiful piece. And I go with feeling, you know. It's like I saw that movie. I was blown away. I'd never seen it. Never read about it.
The Naked Island is about a family living on this island with no fresh water. So the family, the wife and husband, travel every day to a freshwater source on the mainland, and they carry these buckets of water, and they hike up very steep incline to water their plants. And it's all done, as you say, without any dialogue.
Right.
Big, long shots. Shindo is a fan of big, static shots, black and white, these humans struggling to bring life out of this very dry, harsh environment. Very striking. What about this aesthetic was appealing to you?
I don't know exactly what makes it. We could sit down and say what makes a great movie, but at the end of the day, it's if it moves you, and it moved me. And so through that, I had an opportunity on my last trip to Japan to meet him. Someone had said he had seen the Che movie. Kaneto Shindo has seen the Che movie. He liked the Che movie very much. And somehow that came together. And
what was that experience like?
It was fantastic. You know, I was sitting down with a master. Someone, you know, it's like sitting down with a master of his craft.
His themes are often about the little man, the struggle for survival. Why do you think he's so absorbed with this issue? But it's very different from the Hollywood movie, the classic Hollywood movie, right?
Right. Different. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sure that we talked about Hollywood movies. You know, it's not like he's against Hollywood movies or anything like that. They're influenced. But it's just the way he tells his story.
Mm-hmm. And that's certainly where his film Children of Hiroshima, made in 1952,
right,
screened at Cannes in 1953, comes in. Telling the story through a young school teacher who lost her parents and her sister when the A-bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, returning to her hometown and looking up the kids that she taught and seeing how they fared, and very tragic, their lives irrevocably changed. I'm surprised to learn that it never had a theatrical screening until now during this retrospective at BAM.
Right. Me too. The woman who plays the teacher in that film, that was his wife, Nabuko Otowa. She was in every movie. Right. And another thing that's very interesting, the role of the woman in all his movies, they're so strong.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of like a feminist filmmaker, if we could say that.
Besides promoting this retrospective of Shindo's, what else are you occupied with these days? I've heard rumors you've signed on to Oliver Stone's next project, Savages, which is a film based on Don Winslow's book about two Americans running a drug operation in Laguna Beach, California. Is that true?
That's true. We're not done completely yet with whatever the contracts or whatever, but yeah, I'm looking forward to working with Oliver Stone.
This month, your publicist announced you and Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter, are expecting a baby.
Coming soon, yeah.
Congratulations. Ready for fatherhood? As ready as you're ever going to be,
you know,
right?
What? Yeah, we're just going to have to work that one day by day.
Just like you were saying, Shindo, life with its ups and downs.
Right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Benicio del Toro. Tomorrow, which is Kaneto Shindo's 99th birthday, actor Benicio del Toro speaks with Shindo's son, Jiro, before the screening of a new 35mm print of The Naked Island at BAM. To get a schedule of films in The Urge for Survival, Kaneto Shindo, click on culture.wnyc.org. This is WNYC.